Oh, that's wonderful. I think it really shines the light on a business in the local community. Lots of people have to overcome tragedy, but for the Hart family, it's not always been a happy time, you know. It's been hard for us, and I think we've really stuck together. He ran the farm, and he was a really intelligent guy, and I didn't really have to think about looking after the businesses here. I had my own career in Winchester, and I was working as an architect and a designer. And he, as far as I was concerned, all this was taken care of by my brother. And then to lose him was so tragic and made me rethink my whole life and made family that bit more important. So I came back, and then shortly, I came back just 3 years ago, but shortly after my brother died, my dad then, I think due to the stress of that, he developed a sarcoma, which was his second cancer of his life, but a completely different one, which involved quite a severe operation to recover from. So yeah, it's been hard for us, and I think we've really stuck together. One of the reasons why the Rural Business Awards were championing these Triumph Over Adversity Awards is because I think they wanted to offer hope and inspiration to people out there who are finding the pandemic difficult, or their business is not doing well. And I think they're saying, you know, it will get better, and there's businesses who are thriving despite everything that's happened in the last year.